Back. Well, you thought maybe you'd heard the last of him after Facebook banned him for at least the next 2 years. You thought he'd be a little too busy huddled in the Mar-a-Lago office with his team of attorneys prepping for the New York indictments coming soon to a theater near you. You figured he would just fade away from the national consciousness, same as the COVID plague. All of us just weary of the constant drumbeat, the endless articles, the tsunami of statistics and mortuary tables. But then, you didn't really know the man. He's the opposite of Dracula. He dies in the dark. He thrives in the spotlight. No way was he going to stay buried very long. Not our boy. Not when he knows we all miss the thrills and chills of his every word. Who cares if he just keeps repeating himself? Witch hunt, stolen election, return to the White House. I am not a crook. No, wait, that was the other crook. What's his name? The tricky one. This one thinks he'll be back in the ovoid office before August. The lib press keeps referring to this Trumpless void as the big lie, as if repeating that will convince the true believers the election was fair and possibly balanced. QAnon believers, definitely unbalanced, would disagree, possibly violently if voter suppression laws don't do the trick. Democracy itself is at stake, so say my libtard pals. Ignorance rules the right, the dark ages are coming back, the internet is the only truth, and you can pick from an incredible buffet of theories. Democracy. If the voters want Donald back, well, there's your democracy. Sure, you can blame gerrymandering, voter suppression, the Electoral College, Mitch McConnell, Supreme Court, dark money, the Koch brothers, and the think tank apologists. And you'd be right. So what? Democracy in action, my friends. I know. It looks more like a bad late-night horror show with a pliant salesman host dressed up as a Count Dracula with a toupee and a cape. But the zombie president is out there, fingernails clawing at the hastily dug grave we left him in, digging his way back into the limelight. As usual, the sequel will be much worse than the original.